Kids aren't the only ones good at shouting. Satan likes to shout too, it's just he shouts the wrong thing in your ear. Satan will shout that no one's in control, and he'll shout that everything happens by chance, and he'll shout that no one really understands you, and he'll shout that no one really cares about you but you, and he'll shout that there's really nothing special about you. But you know better, because you know that it's God who made you. And so you can shout back with the psalmist, I praise God because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And you can shout, God knit me together in my mother's womb. And you can shout, all the days ordained for me were written in his book before one of them came to be. And you can shout, the works of the Lord are wonderful, I know it full well. Because the Lord is God. It's he who made you. And what's better is this. The psalmist goes on to say, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Not only did God take great care in making you, but he took even greater care in making you his own. In the fields outside of Bethlehem, a shout burst through the darkness with an announcement from an angel that brought light into this dark world. The angel said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And then the shouts of heaven filled the skies. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people on whom his favor rests. Ever since the Garden of Eden, God had been knitting together a plan to bring forward the perfect person that we needed. And then in the womb of Mary, God knit himself into our history. Not once did Jesus ever listen to the shouts from Satan, those temptations. Not once did Jesus ever fail to shout praise to his Father, even when it looked like he had nothing. And then on the cross, Jesus shut the mouth of Satan forever when he spoke those words and shouted those words that will echo through all eternity. It is finished. Don't lose the comfort of the psalmist's words here. We are not our own. We are not Satan's. We're his. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. And if that's all we have, well, then that's enough to fill an eternity with shouts of praise and thanks. Let's pray. Jesus, you made me, and I am yours. Lead me to shout for joy with my life until I meet you in death. Amen.